This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Overseas trip, his first meeting with Vladimir Putin, dealing with North Korea, and working on his health care bill. He's instead involved in juvenile behavior far below the dignity of his office. We will keep doing our jobs. He should start doing his. CNN's Brian Stelter is our senior media correspondent. He joins us now. He's also the host of Reliable Sources, the Sunday morning talk show. Brian, you dedicated much of the show this morning to talking about this tweet from President Trump. What was your initial reaction?
Well, there's no need to stoop to his low level, but I think CNN's statement at the end of it says it all. We're going to keep reporting and do our job. He should do his job. The debate is now, of course, ongoing all over Twitter and Facebook. Is this presidential behavior from the President of the United States? Is this juvenile behavior? Could someone end up getting hurt when he's sharing these kind of videos? Yeah, to be fair, this is not physical violence, and he is not explicitly calling for violence. Instead, he's sharing a sort of fantasy, right, where he's the strong man, he's the boss, taking down CNN, laying the smackdown, or what they would say on WrestleMania. It is cartoonish, it is silly, but it can also be damaging. As one of my guests said this morning, both can be true at the exact same time. Now, we've heard from Twitter in the past few minutes. We asked, is this the kind of tweet that would be taken down as harassment or as incitement of violence? Twitter's terms of service are very serious, and Twitter's had a big harassment problem. So they've had to deal with this issue, and as you can see on screen, they have a whole policy about this. We've just heard back from Twitter. They have concluded, after hours, apparently, of internal discussions, that this tweet did not violate their own standards. But that continues to be a problem for the company because of this president and because of his use of Twitter. I think viewers might be wondering, well, why do we care? Why do these tweets matter? It's because these tweets are a window into the president's thinking. I think that's why it matters when he's bashing the media on Twitter or calling Democrats names or things like that. We don't hear from him oftentimes in interviews. He hasn't really given interviews lately. He hasn't held press conferences. So really all we have to go on sometimes are his tweets.
It's one of the few windows into his frame of mind, specifically because there are fewer and fewer on-camera briefings.
Right.
He seems to only do interviews lately with Fox News. He won't answer direct questions from reporters during press briefings.
And I can make just one more point. We heard from GOP Senator Ben Sasse this morning on State of the Union saying Trump is weaponizing distrust.
I actually have that soundbite right now if you want to play it.
There's an important distinction to draw between bad stories or crappy coverage and the right that citizens have to argue about that and complain about that and trying to weaponize distrust. The First Amendment is the beating heart of the American experiment, and you don't get to separate the freedoms that are in there.
Well, that's okay. I was expecting to go a little bit longer here, so I got a little bit short. But anyway, what he's talking about here in terms of distrust of the media, I mean, like there's nothing there. I mean, like the media didn't offer anything, particularly CNN, when they you know, kind of rigged stories and orchestrated them and staged them, and you know, time and again they get in trouble because they've you know, passed on information to Hillary Clinton. You know, there's been a lot of you know, self-serving stuff here that's taken place, and CNN really is ripe for, you know, some mea culpa to come in and decide what they want to do. I mean, if they want to be the National Enquirer of cable news and, you know, with anonymous sources and all that, that's fine. But don't, I think it's rather disingenuous to claim to be some sort of reporting institution and, you know, have this convoluted mess here. I mean, I will say this for Fox. I mean, you know, Fox gives you, you know, those programs that report the news, and you get that that they're reporting the news, and then you get the other opinion shows like Hannity and even Tucker Carlson and on down the line, and you know they're opinion shows. With CNN and some of these others, I think they really blur the line there. They want to present themselves as reporting the news, but you know, clearly they become partisan, and that's unfortunate. And I believe that kind of reporting, that kind of potential fake news is taking place, is what is injuring the whole dialogue in the conversation. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you for being with us. The conversation continues.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live as usual. For more information, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop us an email, let us know. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. There is a book out that has been out since spring, and interesting time for it to come out because at a time that we know spring to be a time for love and you know, marriage and all those good times, the fact of the matter is our culture is having a war with marriage. And Dr. Diane Medved is with us, and it's good to be talking to her again. It has been, ever since I've known her, her passion has been, she's been a warrior for marriage and fighting for marriage on behalf of our families, on mothers and fathers. And she's had an excellent study and research on why we shouldn't divorce, why we need to go counter the culture. And her brand new book is called Don't Divorce: Powerful Arguments for Saving and Revitalizing Your Marriage. Dr. Diane Medved, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you.
Diane Medved is a clinical psychologist, a columnist for USA Today, author of 5 previous books, so this is her 6th. Her groundbreaking, The Case Against Divorce, back in 1989, challenged the consensus that divorce is a healthy remedy for troubled marriages. A mother of 3 grown children, she's been married for 33 years to one of my old friends that I've known for a long time and worked with in Los Angeles for many years, syndicated radio talk show host Michael Medved. Diane, this book was a must-write book for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, because in the years since I did The Case Against Divorce, marriage and divorce have both changed radically. In fact, there's even less nowadays to keep people together or to make them think marriage is important than there was 20 years ago. Because we've now got gay marriage, which redefined things in a direction it was going anyway, which is marriage is now about feelings, about love for somebody, about how it's going moment to moment, and not about a lifetime commitment. And so I needed to refocus our aims toward a lifetime family project rather than the idea that, you love each other, that's all it takes, which also means if you don't love each other, that's all it takes for divorce.
Exactly. Well, we've been off course for quite a while, and, of course, that got punctuated with added confusion of what marriage is and what it is not. And it seems that we found ourselves in that recurring theme as seeing marriage through our own eyes.
Well, absolutely. Again, the whole thing now is feelings. You've got my phone, my Verizon, my iPhone. Everything is me, me, me. So if you're looking mainly at yourself, then you're not looking to be part of a couple. And the thing is, nowadays, the marriage rate, the average age for marriage also, has gone up. There are fewer people getting married. And because of that, they're all putting time, effort, and money into themselves. The investment is yourself first. For example, you go to grad school. You then stay on your parents' Obamacare plan until you're 26. You get your own place. You get it all set up. Nobody needs a bridal shower anymore because they've already been living in their own apartment for years. So in other words, it's me first, and then you might think about adding marriage onto that as a plus if you find somebody you love. But it's not considered the basis of life as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. For you, you and Michael married over 30 years now. I'll ask you, what is your secret?
Well, you know, part of the main thing that I had to teach him, you can't believe this because this is sort of deep, dark secret, but as a talk show host...
You're hearing it first right here, ladies and gentlemen, exclusively. This is going to haunt Michael later.
Well, he does talk about it now, but, you know, he was able to talk about politics. He's able to talk about just about anything. He's a polymath. He knows music. He knows art. He knows everything. But what he didn't know was how to express his feelings to somebody. Being a therapist, I was able to help with that. And so I basically had to teach him, as many husbands need to learn, is how to talk about your feelings and your aspirations and your thoughts and the things that bug you to another person. And so the more he talked, the better our relationship got. And that's what intimacy is for women, you know. For men, it's sex. For women, it's talk. It's finding out what's going on in your life and what's going on in your thinking and where are you headed and where have you been. So that I would say, is the biggest secret for any good marriage.
Yeah, I was talking to one guy. You'd appreciate this, Diane. She'd been married for 62 years. And, of course, anybody married an extended period of time, I have to ask him that question, you know, what is your secret? Oh, she goes, oh, Sonny, she says, I learned a long time ago it's better to be loved than to be right. I thought that
Absolutely.
Was quite wise.
In fact, that's one of the things. I have an epilogue in my book, Don't Divorce. Two things that you can do as an experiment to see if you can ever get your marriage back on track. Mm-hmm. And the first one is winning by letting go. And that's exactly what this woman was saying to you. You mm-hmm. can win by letting go. You can choose not to be right. Mm-hmm. And that will take you a long distance toward the goodwill of your spouse.
Well, we're going to make this into a little bit of a therapy session, not for me directly, but I appreciate where Michael's coming from and the dynamic of sex and intimacy. Because guys, for the most part, we don't want to upset the potential of having sex by being open with a woman. Because if we're open, then she may perceive what we're doing, and now all of a sudden it's become a tedious process here.
Well, not just a tedious process. Suddenly she's thinking, hey, he only wants me for sex.
Right, exactly.
And so
this is a vicious circle, isn't it?
Well, ironically, the more you open up, the more willing a woman is going to be to share her entire self, including sex.
Right. So and a guy as well, if he feels that, hey, look, I can have a safe conversation with my wife and it not turn into a battle or an argument, but it allows an expression, because just as much as a woman wants to be expressive and understood, a man, from my perspective, feels the same way.
Absolutely. In fact, at the end of my book, I talk about the five unique benefits of marriage. And the last one is that marriage is the only place where you can actually create a soulmate. And a lot of people misdefine what soulmate is. They think it's somebody who they feel really good with. But to be a real soulmate means you have to have invested your time and the challenges of your life and gone through things together so that then you are so aligned you have a shared history as well as a shared hope. Mm-hmm. For the future. And so that's how you make the soulmate, is by opening up your soul to the other person and accepting him or her for who they are and being that person's number one cheerleader.
Yeah, so don't you love that? Don't you love that when people early on, they've been married for 2 weeks, oh, I found my soulmate.
Are people who you worry about, because if it doesn't feel that same way in a few weeks, then is it going to be as good?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I'm reminded of what the Word says. The Bible says the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And as I read into that, that finding wasn't just by happenstance, it was a discovery. It speaks of the process, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and that's why people in a marriage that's having problems, where they're not liking each other, where they're not able to communicate, they shouldn't just give up, because they have to realize it's a process of getting through these things and finding new strategies for addressing the way that you communicate. And that's the thing, is that people think, oh, it's always going to be this way. Probably the most reassuring study that I have among hundreds of them mentioned in my book is one that shows that people who are unhappily married, 5 years later, if they just stick it out, they say they're happily married.
Yes.
That's three-fourths fourth of people in one study and two-thirds in another study. Long-term, big, massive studies of people in marriages. The unhappily married who stick it out become happy.
That really turns those statistics around, doesn't it? We've got to take a break here. We're talking with Dr. Diane Medved. Her book, Don't Divorce. Stay with us, America. More coming.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Diane Medved continues. Her book, Don't Divorce, Powerful Arguments for Saving and Revitalizing Your Marriage. Diane, you know, as you were saying before the break, oftentimes people realize down the road after a divorce, if they'd have hung in there. I think the other ironic thing, at least in my observation, I don't know why, maybe because when I was in the Marine Corps, I took a a lot of Marines to Truth or Consequences. I don't remember the Bob Barker show.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
one of the episodes that they would have continuously was that they'd have a Marine coming back from Vietnam, and he would be involved in a skit, seemingly by happenstance. And during the skit, his wife would come, you know, would be part of it. And mm-hmm. there'd be this nice surprise that was really warm and fuzzy. But all that to tell you is that Bob Barker, on my final show that I did with him, you know, thanked me and said, yeah, Bill's going to go, and he's leaving the Marine Corps to become a marriage counselor. And so if nothing else by observation, have a lot of sympathy and a very much a student of marriage. And what I have found that people end up when they get divorced, they end up marrying their previous wife, sometimes directly, sometimes in another person, but the attributes are still the same, which tells me that what we need unconsciously, our conscious goes out and gets, maybe in another form, but there's something, some quality that we must experience in the marriage dynamic, and God is going to be sure somehow we learn that process, but we sure definitely make it more difficult when you're dealing with a second and third wife.
Well, I think that there are statistics that show that the prognosis for subsequent marriages is not as good, although there is contravailing evidence as well, because people can learn from their mistakes. It isn't always that your first marriage is going to be bad and there goes your second and third and fourth. It's true that there are some people who are not good spouses. They don't learn from their mistakes. They have personality traits that they cling to even though it's the destruction of their lives. But that isn't everybody. There are a number of people who are on their second marriages who have learned the things that they knew that they should have had in the first place.
Right.
Or maybe they found the right person and the first one wasn't. So, you know, we say that in Jewish tradition, we say that the first spouse that you have is who you pick. The second spouse that you have is the one that you earn. And that's what you earn it by your experience. And if you don't earn it, then that means that you haven't taken advantage of what's there for you, of what's available to learn from going through experiences.
And then you're like Liz Taylor and you're on your ninth or whatever number she finished up with.
Yeah, she believed in marriage, didn't she?
She did. Well, it was the Rice Party, I think. I'm not sure, you know, just saying. but to your point regarding the statistics that you point out and don't divorce, 30% of first marriages end in divorce, 69% second marriage, you mentioned just a moment ago, 73% of third marriages end in divorce. So to your point, it doesn't get better. It's like once you've programmed yourself that divorce is acceptable, it's easier the second and third time.
Well, again, some of those statistics are sort of counter-indicated in other research, but that's the statistics that you're going to come across. And unfortunately, when you think that you're getting married a third time and 73% of marriages are going to break up, then you expect it to happen to you.
Yeah,
if you're going to expect it, then you're certainly not going to put extraordinary effort into saving it. And I think every marriage that someone invests in is worth that effort. There's no reason why you have to get divorced three times. I mean, you can't pick three losers unless you're a loser yourself. And that means that you've got to be introspective, not looking to the other person as the source of your problem.
You got to stop marrying, okay? You've done enough damage. Stop it, okay? I want to talk about your National Review op-ed that you wrote, Three Biggest Divorce Magnets, What to Avoid in a Pro-Divorce Society, Diane.
Well, yeah, the first thing is that we have to realize that a pro-divorce message is everywhere, that you're going to find it even in places where you think people are going to be the opposite. In other words, in an effort to be supportive to you, therapists, friends, family, they're not going to tell you that you're wrong when you may be wrong about being dissatisfied with your spouse. What they're going to do instead is funnel you via the divorce industry toward a decree. And so you need to be aware that the non-judgmental nature of our culture is not going to be a safety net for your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fight that, and you need to go against the culture and your friends, family, and therapists if need be, in order to see that marriage is valuable. So being aware of that is extremely important. A second thing is sex. Sex is everywhere except where it should be, which is marriage. And when you're having a bad time with your spouse, that's when you don't feel like having sex with him or her. And that's where sex should be. And so instead, what people do is they have as close as their cell phones the ability to try Tinder. You know, swipe right. It's become a cliche in our culture. Swipe right. That means you've got sex available 24/7. Well, just knowing that that sex is available, even if you don't have Tinder as downloaded as an app, just knowing that you could is something that pressures you against your marriage toward dissatisfaction. Because if you're not feeling good about yourself, then you might want that validation, and that can just destroy the trust that you have in your relationship.
Yeah, if you're tempted to swipe right, I'm going to tell you, swipe left. Go find some Bible verses to counter that thought, because the price you will pay for violating your marriage is beyond what you could imagine.
That's also, it's true also for porn. Porn is equally available. And it's said, at least statistics show, that 80% of young men under 30 have partaken on a regular basis in porn. And what that does is objectify women, make the women in your life look bad by comparison, perhaps, and also make sex not connected to love. And so I think we have to identify porn as a major problem in our culture. It's not just harmless relaxation, as many people like to dub it. It's really something that works against any solidity in your marriage, especially because most guys don't want to tell their women about it. They don't want to say to their wife, yeah, what'd you do today? Well, I spent a couple hours watching porn.
Right.
That's going to divide the couple. So recognize that, and that's especially when, if you're going to do something for recreation, pick up the Bible.
Well, you know, and as you say, not only an attack on women, but on men. I mean, you know, pornography is going, you know, both ways. It's, you know, women are involved in pornography at alarming numbers, shocking numbers when you look at it, and you go, wow, you didn't even think that was, you know, considered. You thought maybe it was just a male-generated thing, but it part of it stems from our own sense, our own identity, and how we perceive others. If we're perceiving others through our own eyes, as opposed to, you know, God's creation made in His image, I mean, you know, you got to think about who you're violating here. Your father-in-law is God Himself on both sides, and so you're running, I think, into really dire territory here if you want to offend the Creator of heaven and earth.
Well, of course. I mean, the human body was made, you know, as soon as we understood the difference between good and evil, that's when we put on clothes.
Yeah, what does that tell you, right? Pretty crazy. And still that same lie that came from the Garden of Eden still continues through the millennia to this day. Did God really say? And this is why in the culture it's so easy to question if God really meant what He said. And you would think by now the evidence is so clear, Diane. Why are we kicking at the goat?
Well, I think the thing is free will. You know, we have choices. And on the one hand, we've got good choices in front of us. But the body seems to be more powerful than the mind and the spirit in many of these occasions. Because, again, feelings and emotions trump logic. That is one of the basic messages of my book, Don't Divorce, is that you have to realize that feelings and emotions are going to trump logic, and that's why you have to take the bull by the horns and control it. Self-discipline is one of the most valuable talents and virtues that you can cultivate.
Diane, we got to wrap things up, sadly. I say sadly because this is really good stuff, and this is a reason why people should be encouraged, you know, to get their hands on your book, which is available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. In summary, Don't Divorce, Powerful Arguments for Saving and Revitalizing Your Marriage. I'm going to let you wrap it up for us.
Well, I was going to say the audiobook is also available on my website, DianeMedved.com. You can't get the audiobook anywhere else if you happen to have a big commute, and a lot of people do nowadays. So the audiobook is one thing. Also, pastors, friends, family, if you know anybody who's getting divorced, I think you're going to need some ammunition, and that's where I step in, is the idea that there's nothing in our culture that says divorce is a terrible thing unless you look for it. And so we have to shake people by the shoulders and let them know that there is an alternative to tearing apart their families and causing their children ongoing pain. There are alternatives and there is support, and I hope you'll take advantage of it.
Dr. Diane Medved, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Anyone touched by cancer knows it's a battle, but you don't fight cancer alone. It takes a community. Actor Eric Stonestreet rejoins the Ready, Raise, Rise campaign to raise awareness of immuno-oncology, an evolving area of research that uses the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. This year, Eric needs your help to raise money for cancer research and support programs.
I'm one of millions of Americans all too familiar with cancer, and I know how important the support of a loved one can be during the fight. I'm challenging you, America, to help me raise money for cancer advocacy groups and research. Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to support someone you love with cancer. Actions you take by July 31st can help us reach our goal for Bristol-Myers Squibb to donate $150,000 to participating cancer advocacy groups. So go online now. We can fight cancer together.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to join the challenge.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Single day promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Happy 4th of July, even though it's the day before. But hey, there's no reason why we can't, jump on the spirit and enjoy it for what it is. I got a quote here from Bruce Kaufman, who we're going to be talking with tomorrow. He says, those who won our independence believe liberty to be the secret of happiness and courage to be the secret of liberty. Of course, that came from Justice Louis Brandeis, who was on the court from 1916 to 1939. I like another thing that Justice Brandeis had to say, and that is, experience teaches us to be most on our guard to protect liberty when the government's purposes are beneficent. Okay, now I hope you're gathering this, because it's all under the, in part by a ruse. I'm going to bring Michael Dougherty here so he can give his insight on this. Michael, of course, a political expert, also an expert on Obamacare, been with us many times. Always appreciate his wisdom and insight. President and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. Michael, Justice Brandeis, when he talks about a beneficent government, whenever the government enters that, it's out of its wheelhouse. I mean, the government is not about being beneficent, because if it does, that kind of opens the door to compassion and all this warm and feely stuff, which, you know, the government really is not good at, because whenever they do something of compassion or beneficent, it's always at somebody's expense.
It's like a predator that hands out candy to a kid. Mm-hmm. So the kid will be attracted in, and then they get kidnapped. And the sad part is, when we don't educate people truly in the school system, whether it be public or private, mm-hmm. about the true civics and nature of the country and how it started, then we have a very vulnerable nation, because there's always going to be a group of people that are going to mm-hmm. take handout. It's free isn't free. The people get dependent, and they just don't have the maturity to understand, which is why the kid gets into the car. Yeah. And that's what happens here. And then, you know, it's not easy, because the devil doesn't really show up in red with horns. Mm-hmm. And it's very seductive. And the politicians know that once you give something, it's politically dangerous to take it back. Mm-hmm. Because then people the children scream and yell if you take away their toy. And those are the analogies I use. I think they're really accurate, because, you know, this free healthcare thing, you're not an educated consumer of healthcare unless you really either work in the industry and been trained in it, not being a patient for the flu, or you really have a chronic condition that you really are forced to deal with the realities of it. And that means that most consumers of medicine are not educated consumers of medicine and are very vulnerable to this type of racket. And that's where I think we find ourselves.
Well, you know, it's like the Obama phone, right? I mean, and there was one congressman that brought it to light. So what are we doing here? I mean, we got people with 6, 10 Obama phones, and it, you know, all this money that we're spending, and there's no accountability. And, you know, it got a little bit of attention for maybe 2.5 hours, and then went by the wayside, and it continued on. And now what does the GOP do? They say, well, Obama phone, I mean, here it is. They've already got a flawed system. It's a mess. And they say, but there's more. You know, now we're going to give away free internet, right?
Well, this is what happens, the difference. And if you look at the counties that voted for Trump versus the rural, you know, versus the urban areas, the vast number of people that don't live in urban areas understand that there's no such thing as a free lunch like that, and they don't grab into it. And what does the other side do? Just flood these areas full of people that don't understand and build a bunch of people that will vote for them. And these, it is just a tough, tough situation, because it never, ever, ever works that well, ever. Mm-hmm. Because you've always got the person that won't give it up. And they don't understand. They're having, it's death by a thousand cuts. They're having their self-reliance removed. They're having their ability to education removed. We've seen the populations of downtrodden do not improve for these programs over 7 decades now. But it's always the other side projecting cruelty, racism, carelessness. You know, and this is what has the political Republicans terrified. And this is how they get beat down, because they don't want to take the arrows. They're afraid they're going to get nailed. And yet still, you know, Trump won. And at some point, we got to figure out how we stop this game. Because it will never end up well. The whole thing will crash for everybody, and we got to learn to stop it before it crashes.
Well, the thing is, you got to first of all know what you believe in, and as you said, people aren't educated anymore. I mean, you know, you have some of us that are basically self-educated. I mean, I was actually very fortunate. For me, I was raised by nuns, so we did deal with things like civics, and we got excellent teaching. In terms of, you know, our constitution and, this government, you know, but, you know, today the kids, in this era of history being rewritten And, you know, nobody's watching it. You know, some conservatives will yell and scream about it, but it's like, okay, well, and we know it's not going to last long, so we're going to just wait you out, and we're just going to keep turning out these books with rewritten history. And, you know, that just seems to be the order of the day. And meanwhile, we got everybody being dumbed down and wide open to expect that a government of and for and by we the people is not to be a just government any longer. It's supposed to be a compassionate government. It's supposed to be a warm and fuzzy deal. And the problem that you have there, again, is at whose expense? If the government, just by definition of compassion, especially at a government level, somebody's going to pay for that. Or something is going to pay for it, right? It's not just somebody laying golden eggs here.
No, and it's really terrifying that the arrogance of the ignorant to do something so outrageous as to mess with medicine. And this is the other side. Mm-hmm. Democrat nor Republican without medical training can put medicine on any type of track. And also, by the way, just the fact that the medical system was defaulty, what was defaulting in bed, was just a masterful PR campaign of BS. Mm-hmm. If you look at most of the people that weren't insured, the vast majority chose not to be.
But the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about that. They want to talk about this 20 million because the CBO number came out, but it's not quantified. It's just said, oh, you know, 20 million people are going to be without help. Oh, my goodness, the sky is falling. But, you know, this was the case. And how many people, you know, you take away the mandate and you force them no longer to have insurance at the risk of penalty. But, you know, let's take a look at the number of people just said, hey, I'm going to pay the penalty. I'm not going to deal with government health care. I'm going to just pay the
penalty. And the other backfire is there are people that have premiums going through the roof. Those people have got to vote to counterbalance the stuff. Mm-hmm. This is part of the fundamental distrust of the media, because the media doesn't have to win anything. All the people on the side of this fraud, they just have to circle and confuse. If it's a circle and confuse to win, you don't need to convince.
Exactly.
And that's why it's easier for them to create these false narratives.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can tell you, and this is what we say on the show all the time, we bring on the experts to deliver the truth. And I know some people kind of mocking, what truth? You know, truth according to who? The truth is the truth, and that's the challenge that we have. And bring your truth to the public square, and let's see if it has veracity, if it holds up. And but the truth that is purely the truth always holds up. I find that to be the case, without exception. And that's the kind of truth that we're looking for, the truth that will advance the cause for all of us, for the greater good of all of us. That's what this is all about. Michael Doherty continues with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It is 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347, 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, coming at you. Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and that's what you have to do. Sometimes it is a labyrinth that you have to go through, a maze, Michael Dougherty, because of all the... all the trip ups along the way, the trip wires that, because they don't really want you to know the truth. I say those people who, like America being inefficient, like America dumbed down because they're able to have their way with us, right?
Well, that's right. The whole narrative, it's a very simple game that's repeated over and over and over and over with the left, which is a triangle of villain and victim and savior. So they have to step this up. And if one piece is missing, they fall. So with medicine, the villain they had to create out of nothing and confuse you into believing, because how would you know yourself? You're never there. Mm-hmm. Is that medicine is so screwed up and the system's so bad. And they want you to feel good about yourself by helping to save it. And then the villain are the big bad guys, the big insurance carriers, the doctors, the rich, the white. You know, anyone that has it, the haves of them, and the saviors of them. Mm-hmm. And once they adequately got into people's brains that this is going on, and the outrageousness is the craziness of it, is they're doing this with your medical treatment, and they're exploiting your ignorance, because you're not going to know about this till you're really one foot in the grave. And an educated medical consumer is usually someone that's close to death anyway. So how perfect to keep people ignorant. Because you can't really teach this in a book.
Right.
And then... Obama,
well, Michael, you're exactly right. I want you to draw a pause just for a moment. I want people to catch this. Is that, and this is why Obamacare lives, even though it's we got code blue, the paddles are out, it's been hit more than one time to revive it, is because it's only impacting roughly 10% of America. And even then,
some of those, you know, won't have to deal with it. You know, they're wealthy enough. The ones that are too poor that are the effect of it, and you know, they just kind of like you say, they've got a foot in the grave and going, it's just a matter of the time before the other one gets in there. And you know, so there's such a small percentage of people that are truly feeling the pain of Obamacare, and it's hard for them to, you know, for the rest of America to forecast into it. But I think they're starting to see after 7 years and, you know, the loss of exchanges, the loss of, you know, insurance companies in their areas. I mean, there are some counties that are left with nothing, you know, but a high insurance bill that has been mandated by the government is supposed to be out to their, looking out for their best interest. And, you know, you're telling these women that you got to pay for a prostate exam, and they go, what? Or you're telling men, you know, yeah, you've got to pay, you know, for a mammogram, and they're going, I don't do you know.
Well, but it's built to fail. And this is an ABCD plan, not an AB plan, because in the sense that there's several steps there. And this steps to fail to get to the ultimate single payer. And I believe that more than ever now.
Yes.
Because, and here's the thing, I don't know, like, you know, it's like all I got to take is post office and FedEx. You do not want, where do people go? They end up going to FedEx and spending 20 times more at least, but they know there's reliability, and that's just to send a piece of paper.
Right.
Now, what about your body? And it's just insane what people are being seduced to doing, but the problem is we don't have experience, so we drink the Kool-Aid, and
right,
we want to feel good about ourselves.
Right.
And so we've got a fiasco, a absolute dangerous fiasco, and we're listening to pundits on television discuss medicine that have never taken biology. It is an outrage to people that are trained in the medical community. It's like mind numbing. I've been in medicine for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Yeah, I mean, for yourself and for doctors, people that really know the industry, and to see that their profession is being toyed with, all under the idea of some sort of faculty lounge, theoretical idea. And, you know, we went through this for 8 years with Barack Obama brought the faculty lounge theorists into play, into the public square. He gave them place. And you would think if experience defines preference, I say and ask America, you know, how did that work for you? Do you want to live life based on a theory? Toss out all empirical evidence and let's just, you know, because it feels good.
Well, those physicians, well, I think initially were numb. I mean, they're not trained in media. They're not trained in business. They're not trained in politics. And so they're sitting ducks. And so are the patients, because it's such a moral outrage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an exploitative violation of trust that they would leverage your health care against you and vilify you if you're not for them. And it's terrifying that people would listen to it. And it's you have to have a spine. You have to stand up and say no when you're being accused of the same old stuff they accuse you on. You don't care about the poor. You don't care about the sick. You don't care about minorities. You don't care about foreigners. I mean, to stand up to all those arrows in this masterful manipulation game that they replay over and over and over. Yeah. And after the election, they double down.
Right.
It's going to take several political losses and the internal crumbling, because we're guinea pigs, folks. And
yes.
I mean, it's easy to see when you're with your health care. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that say they want to save you, your rates are going through the roof. Your doctors are quitting. The new people are not coming in. Lines are longer. Network shrinking. Deductibles going through the roof. What?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Michael, you know, to your point a moment ago is, what about those doctors that out of their own beneficence, you know, have treated the poor? They go out there. I mean, you don't hear much about that, but there's a lot of doctors across the country who are grateful for their profession and have been more than willing to, you know, to help the poor. And, you know, we have Dr. Alita Eck up in the Northeast, her and her husband. They've got a team of doctors together that regularly serve the local community, and they do it for nothing, to about $15 per visit. I mean,
well, if they were truly interested in treating the poor, we're going to solve that thing in about one term. This is about control of populace, because most of those people that didn't have coverage were on cusp. It wasn't a financial issue. But, you know, that screws up the narrative and the media. I mean, how many journalists have been to medical school? I do believe they went to journalism school, not medical school.
Yeah, exactly. And they barely got by with a C. And which is really scary, because if they'd had any kind of integrity, they'd have stood up for their own profession and stopped this whole arena of fake news and really take a stand to protect their industry. But they've kind of just gone along, and here they are. They're going to suffer like CNN and MSNBC and all these other fake news provocateurs, and lose all credibility. I mean, as you and I were talking about with CNN, I mean, they're up for sale. If I was Time Warner, I'd be saying, look, we're going to renegotiate here because you guys have injured the brand. It's going to take us several years to rebuild trust with the American public after everything that you've done.
And the positions that are on the left, on television, have the constants of the hook if they don't go along to get along.
Oh, yeah,
so
exactly.
It's an amazing, sad game, and that means every human has to learn the hard way, and that's what creates, then, instead of what should have been a subtle fix, a seismic event like the election of Trump. It's a seismic event.
Well,
or the implosion of medicine. These are terrible, terrible things. It's terrible. It's necessary because no one will stand up earlier.
Well, Michael, I'm not, and I don't want people to think that I'm blowing out the left. I want their voice in the public square. It needs to be in the public square. But let's do it with some acumen and some intelligence and desire to really come to a solution. If your insight is valuable, it will, you know, it'll be proven. And, you know, bring it to debate. Let's get out of the emotion. I mean, I love your passion. That's all fine. But let's make sure we have something of substance and something that, you know, is going to solve the problem. But, you know, like you said, day one, and this was our perception of this as well, you know, after talking with, you know, Betsy McCoy, former lieutenant governor out of New York, and other medical experts and people who actually read, you know, Obamacare. And I don't know how anybody can endure it. I tried to read it, and I kept going, my eyes were crossed, my brain was about ready to explode. And Jonathan Gruber was very successful in making the bill as confusing as he possibly could. It was an absolute disaster and mess, and antithetical to what the founding fathers had said, that all laws should be written in such a way that they were easily understood. This was a clear violation of that. But, you know, if you're not connected to the founding and the founding principles of this country, then we all get duped. And guys like Jonathan Gruber and others who have an ulterior motive here, and as you said, the motive was always, from day one, it was, we're going to get the single payer. We know how this works. Once you give the people the candy, they're going to want more candy. They can't help it.
It certainly wasn't based on trust or honesty or disclosure, which is amazing. And Jonathan Gruber today is on television as a pundit without any shame whatsoever, treated with respect by the interviewer, which I find incredible.
Well, you know, it's like all these people, these purveyors of lies, Jonathan Gruber, you know, Susan Rice, on and on, just, you know, let the line go on. Don Brazil, even our own former president. How much credibility does he have after lying, you know, one lie after another? And, of course, he's all protected because, you know, he was the president of the United States, and somehow we can't pursue the truth that far. You can't pursue the lie that far. It has to stop, you know, before it gets to the Oval Office. Well, you know, liars do what liars do. They just lie and keep on lying. And why do we give them place? I agree with you. This galls me as well, Michael Dougherty. It's beyond me. But as always, great to have you along with us. I appreciate the insight. I know our audience as well, a political and Obamacare expert, Michael Dougherty, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael.
Good talking to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.